Well, thanks for inviting me. Good afternoon. I have to apologize because due to my own fault, not my secretary, I double book myself, and I'm going to give my talk, take a few questions, and I'm going to have to rush off and try to get into a train at 2:15. So my apologies to you and to the other speakers for me for leaving. So what I was asked to do is to tell you the developments that we have witnessed in the past 5 years or so using technology that was a side product of the Human Genome Project and the ability that we have now of interrogating the genome. What I'm going to tell you is mostly going to be about arrays. The complexity is going to be even bigger because it is within our grasp that we'll be able to have this data at the level of sequence. We were just talking at lunch break. I was talking with someone, and we were discussing that, you know, you could tomorrow sequence a human genome at about 30x coverage. So on average, each base would be sequenced 30 times, so you would be quite confident of the data for 10,000 pounds. So you can do that tomorrow. And that is really going to even increase even further the knowledge that we have of the molecular abnormalities that underlie breast cancers in this case, but any human epithelial malignancy or even hematological malignancy, and how that is going to eventually have an implication in the clinic and in the way we manage our patients. So what is the problem with